Welcome to Sportsman of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday morning at 8 on Denver Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone, with insight on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading outdoor experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here is your host, Scott Whatley.
Welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. You're listening to Colorado's Outdoorsman Radio Show. I want to thank you for joining us, and great to have my partner back, Red Merrill. Red was out last week celebrating his 40 years of wedded bliss. So happy anniversary, you guys.
Thanks, Scott. It's good to be back. I'm telling you, I look forward to being back on the show.
Well, great, great. If this is your first time to catch our show, just tell you what we're a little bit about. You know, we're here to provide a variety of hunting and fishing experts, outfitters, guns and ammo, archery specialists, just to keep you informed of the latest techniques, products, gear, conservation news, and the upcoming season. So anything that you have that you want to talk about, you can certainly call us, 303-331-7116. That's 303-331-7116. You can also visit our website at sportsmanofcolorado.com. There you'll find an Ask the Expert box. And if you send us a question and we use it on air, we will get you a $25 Bass Pro gift card. Also, we have a bragging gallery. You can send us your photos of any animals and things that you may have harvested. We'll use a politically term, or killed. Okay. And send us those. And also with youth, we want, you know, love for the kids' pictures with their animals or fish or whatever. So send that to us. You can also email us, scott@sportsmanofcolorado.com, and give us your topics that you would like to hear about or you would like to have some experts on the show. Again, our number is 303-331-7116. And I want to get right to our first guest, and I'm really excited to have this guy on. We met several weeks ago, and actually at the Fly Show here in Denver. And this is Brian LaRue. Brian is with High Country Angler Magazine. And very, very experienced fly fisherman. And so I am anxious to hear his tips. So, Brian, first of all, good morning, and thanks for being with us today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me this morning.
Well, Brian, first of all, just tell us, you know, how you got into fly fishing.
Basically, my family would take me on trips to spots like Yellowstone. I grew up in Southern California. It sounds like a long haul, but, you know, the old family road trip, we probably went about 15 different summers growing up. I also fished a lot of the Eastern Sierra out there, kind of in the Yosemite area there, just east of Yosemite. My dad really got us into it, and we kind of took it from there. You know, kind of like a sponge, I just started finding every chance I could get to learn more. I started out about 12 years old using a spinning rod with not even a fly in a bubble, just trying to flip a fly as far as I could, catching little fingerlings, while my dad and my brother, you know, they were big enough to go out in current and actually do, you know, what people would consider fly fishing. And I was hooked from there. You know, started out as a line slapper, I would call myself, and by the time I was 13, 14, I was catching 18-inch Yellowstone River cutthroats, and you know, gone from there all the way to fishing Baja, Alaska, and fishing these great waters we have here in Colorado.
Wow. Now, you know, when you and I met, we were talking about your years of experience, which is 25 years. I've never fly fished in my life, to be perfectly honest with you. So how would you suggest someone get started in fly fishing?
Well, most people getting into fly fishing, technically a lot of people don't go straight into fly fishing. You know, they get into like bait or lure fishing first. The best way to do it is probably, you know, go to your local sportsman's warehouse or go to, you know, a shop like Orvis, Cherry Creek, something like that, and just get an idea of what it's going to entail. I mentioned bait and lure background kind of thing. A lot of people fish bait and then they kind of get tired of it. Maybe they throw a lure while they're, you know, they get that second rod stamp and throw a lure at the same time. I see it as a progression. You start fishing bait, maybe you get tired of that, maybe you get a little older, you want to throw a lure, and then after you do lures, you know, you go on a river and you see some guy with a fly rod pulling in, you know, 3, 5, 6 fish in an hour, and you're like, man, with a lure I caught one or two, maybe I should try fly fishing and see what happens. From there, I would say just get an idea of what it's going to take, you know, look into pricing a rod and reel, and go from there. When it comes to, you know, like picking a rod and reel, I would say all you really need to do is get like a starter set. There's a one set called the Streamline. There's one Clearwater. You're talking about $225 to $300. That would pretty much get you everything to get started. From there, you would, you know, get a couple leaders, maybe like 5 or 6 flies, and you'd be ready to hit the water and start getting results.
Good. That's good, Brian. This is Red Merrill, and let me give our call-in number one more time. It's 303-331-7116. Brian, after you've acquired your rod and reel and picked out some flies, maybe got some expert advice, what comes next?
The best thing I would do, I would suggest, is book a guide. Ask him, you want to learn how to nymph. Once you learn how to nymph, which is fishing flies on the bottom versus like dry flies on the top, it's a well-known fact with fly fishermen that 90% of a trout's diet is subsurface. So once you nail down that technique and keep in contact with the bottom, you will see your catch rate accelerate, and all of a sudden you'll kind of figure it out and get dialed in.
Well, that's great. Let me ask you this. When you get out to a stream, maybe you're not with a guide or something, how do you pick out the what looks like the best spot to fish?
Fish are lazy, just like you and I.
He knows you, Red.
Yeah, I guess so.
If you find a spot where a fish can take a break from swimming in the current, behind a boulder, in front of a boulder, in a deeper pool, those will be your best chances of catching fish. It's all about reading water. Certain times of year they'll be in different spots. All of a sudden, winter here, you're talking all the fish pooled up in a deeper pool. So something like that, get out there, booking it that day with a guide. He'll kind of give you an idea of where fish are at. Trial and error from there. If you learn that nymphing technique, fishing like two flies underneath, like say, you could think of it like a bobber. Fly fishermen like to call it a strike indicator. But a piece of yarn or a little thingamabobber up on the, floating on the surface. You basically, easy little cast. You don't have to do any fancy casting or anything like that. Watch that indicator. That indicator hesitates, moves, bobs. You set the hook to see if it's a fish.
Well, that's, that sounds great. I know the key to getting good at any skill is practice. And what are some of the practice basics that a person can do to hone their skills?
Besides reading the water, that kind of thing, I would say take your beginner fly rig, or if you're a guy that likes to dive right in, you know, get the latest and greatest combo, piece together something. But go in your backyard, put out a little target, maybe like your child's hula hoop or something, and just practice small casts. Like I said, when you go to these shows, you see these people casting 100 feet. That's rarely ever going to be necessary out on the water, but if just practice maybe like a 20-yard cast in the backyard, keep hitting that point, try different kinds of casts. There's, you know, you can do a little sidearm in case there was like trees. You can imagine trees overhanging. There's a roll cast where you would kind of bring the rod tip up. You get the line right in front of you, and then you just do a quick flip. The things like that are really going to help you when you get out on the water.
You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill, and we're visiting with Brian LaRue and talking about a little fly fishing and how you can get started. Brian, let's talk a little bit about the gear that you might need just to get started with fly fishing. What would be the, besides the rod and reel and the flies, let's talk about the gear that you might need.
Sure. Obviously, you're going to need a rod reel. You're going to need backing. Backing is a line that goes on the reel. Then you tie your line to that and a leader after that, and then tippet material. Sounds pretty complicated, but if you buy one of these starter sets, like the Streamline from Orvis or the other brand that that my child has used in the last couple of years, is a little Scientific Angler starter kit, something you could find even like at a Walmart. Those little kits are actually going to come with everything you need to get started, even a little instruction video to get an idea of how to tie the knots to put all these different kinds of lines together. I would suggest a 5-weight for fishing around Colorado. That's going to be light enough to do little panfish at a park, heavy enough to pull in a 24-inch rainbow or brown off the Williams Fork. Other than that, I would say probably wading boots to go along with some waders. And I would suggest maybe 5 flies. I would stick with a couple nymphs and like maybe 1 or 2 dries to really get started. Something like a Copper John, a Prince nymph, a midge, and you can go into any fly shop and just tell them I need about 5 patterns to get started here. And the best time I find for a beginner fly fisherman that is dead set on throwing dry flies to fish would be like August, September, maybe even in July, is getting a tractor pattern called a stimulator. Go to a place like Clear Creek and throw that thing at any deeper water, and you're sure, I don't see how you couldn't catch a fish, at least one for a couple hours. But that is so much fun to take my little 7-year-old to get him into it.
Right. Hey, Brian, we got to take a quick break. Could you bear with us through this break and come back on for a few more questions?
Sure, guys.
Okay, hold on. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, and we'll be back right after these messages.
To be living here today, because the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
To be my friend.
This is the Dan Patrick Show.
I want to play Shannon Sharp. This is after the game.
I think Bill Belichick is
no.
A sore loser. He's got to grow up, do the interview. Don't be a sore loser. Get past
no,
it. We're not going to always go to the Super Bowl.
Fritzy, we have Shannon Sharp saying it.
Oh, you have the actual audio.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I didn't want you to imitate him.
Oh, my mistake.
Thank you, though. Thank you.
Dan Patrick.
Weekday mornings at 7 on Denver Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone.
Are you paying for broken windows after every round of golf? Are you always yelling four to the fairway next to yours? Are you searching in the woods hole after hole? Do you continue to lose every ball in your bag? Do you turn a 4-hour round into 5.5 hours? If you're that guy, or you invited that guy to play with you, you need No Slice. Just put No Slice on your golf club and it will eliminate your slice, guaranteed, or your money back. Enjoy golf again. For more information or to purchase No Slice, go to noslicegolf.com. That's noslicegolf.com.
Have you been looking for that one-of-a-kind knife? Well, I highly recommend you look at ML Seaman Knife. Pepper Seaman is the master craftsman of these very special custom knives. The handle materials used vary from burl woods from the U.S. to exotic woods from Africa, Southeast Asia, Central, and South America. Visit their website at mlseamanknives.com. That's mlseamanknives.com. Call 785-821-1659. That's 785-821-1659.
When it comes to taxidermy, I can assure you that all taxidermists are not created equal. Preserve your hunting memories for generations to come with Hunter T's Taxidermy. Owner Keith Kaufman uses the finest products, the most trusted techniques, and real-life experiences to create your custom work of art. Every mount is individually crafted to bring out the best in your trophy. Call Hunter T's at 303-973-3098. That's 303-973-3098. Or visit their website at HunterTeesTaxidermy.com.
Need a dumpster quickly? Call Roll Off Remedies. As a local broker, they bring the best rates to your doorstep and save you valuable time and expense. No delivery charge, no fuel surcharges, no pickup charge, no disappointment. 24-hour delivery on all boxes. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and you will receive a 10-day, 30-yard dumpster rental for $285. Call 303-433-4444. 303-433-1553. That's 303-433-1553. Or visit their website at remediesdumpsterrental.com. Roloff Remedies is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. No job too big or too small. Whether you have a minor plumbing or HVAC repair or want to replace an entire heating or plumbing system, Lakewood Plumbing has an economical solution. As an official company of Haystack Help, Lakewood Plumbing will assure your 100% satisfaction. Call today for your free in-home estimate. 303-233-7007. That's 303-233-7007. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and you will also receive $25 off your first service call.
If you're looking for the best in the antique firearms world, look no further than Frontier Gallery in Denver. At Frontier Gallery, you'll find the antique Winchesters and Colts, old guns, flintlock, and percussion firearms. You'll also find Western memorabilia and art along with Indian jewelry and artifacts. Whether you're ready to buy, sell, or trade, you need to visit Frontier Gallery, located at 1452 South Broadway in Denver. Call 303-733-4200 or visit their website at frontiergallery.com.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner Red. And we're visiting with Brian LaRue from High Country Angler, talking a little fly fishing. Do want to remind you, the Tanner Gun Show is going on today. A few of our sponsors are out there. We have Jim Parsons with High Plains Safe, Pepper Seaman, ML Knives, the Ammo Can guys. If you need some ammo, I highly suggest you visit their booth. And also stop by a new sponsor of the show, Bushman's Quiver, Stefan and Hunter Roop. Oh, that's a great name, Hunter. Yeah. Hunter Roop, they'll be out there, and Hunter Roop is the exclusive agent here for Bushman's Quiver and lives in Castle Rock, and they're going to be a weekly guest on our show and talking about different things with South Africa hunt. So stop out there to Bushman's Quiver, and we certainly want to thank all of our sponsors for making this show possible. Okay, Brian, back to you. Again, if you want to give us a call, 303-331-7116. If you have any fly fishing questions, this is your time to really ask a great expert. So, Brian, first, now, we mentioned High Country Angler Magazine. Talk just a little about the magazine.
The magazine is a quarterly. It's the official magazine for Colorado Trout Unlimited. So, basically, if you join Colorado Trout Unlimited, you get it as a free subscription. We tackle how-to with Landon Mayer. He's a very well-known guide out of Colorado Springs. I write the destinations piece every quarter. It kind of gives anglers an idea of fishing in Colorado and beyond. I've done stories on Belize, Yellowstone, one of my favorite places. I recently did a trip with Shane of Sunrise Pack Station. And that was just an unbelievable, you know, once in a lifetime. Of course, I think I might sneak up there again in the next couple of years. But that's like a once in a lifetime, kind of like for a hunter would be, you know, going on safari and, you know, going after some big game down there. But you can imagine 6 days in the Yellowstone backcountry, you're looking over your shoulder every chance you get, just making sure no grizzly's sneaking up on you while you're pulling.
You need a guard, huh?
Yeah, it's just nice to go to a place where you're not the top predator, and you know, anything can happen, and hoping pepper spray does the trick.
That'd be a great, you know, a good bear. See, I'd be behind Brian Whaley, catches it, save that energy, you know.
Sure.
Hey, Brian, this is Red again.
Hey, Red.
Overall, compared to spin fishing, how does fly fishing compare?
The best thing I could tell you when it comes to that kind of idea, I fished with a guide one time on the Owens River, just south of Mammoth Lakes, California. And I would be the kind of guy that would go out there with a something like a ripping minnow, kind of a Yozuri little stick bait. And I would throw that thing into every pool, give it a twitch, and I'd catch two browns. And then, you know, maybe throw the lure 40, 50 more times, not even get a single hit. Go to the next pool, catch two more. Well, when I first learned nymphing and started doing that kind of fishing with the two flies near the bottom, I went to that same kind of pool with this guide and caught two fish. And he asked me, if you're throwing dry flies or throwing lures, would you have caught two fish here? And I said, for sure. And he said, well, we're going to stay here another half an hour, and we're going to nymph every inch of this pool until I tell you that you've caught every fish in it.
Yes.
And sure enough, we sat there probably 45 minutes. I caught seven fish, and the last fish was a 17-inch hook jaw, probably about a 2-3 pound fish. And he said, what did I tell you? And, you know, I was sold on fly fishing, especially the nymph style, after that day forward.
Okay, Brian, thank you for that. And tell me this, how does fly fishing work on small ponds and little lakes?
Most of the time you're either going to throw streamers or you're going to do like a nymph setup as well. A lot of people that are either getting into fly fishing or they try, doing it with a spinning rod with a fly and a bubble will tell you, you know, like an evening bite with a little mosquito or a gnat pattern is just sensational. The natural flies are going to be the best way to catch, you know, big numbers of fish. But the small pond, the hardest thing is just making sure you have room to cast. If you do a really long haul and you got bushes behind you, you're probably going to lose some flies. But if you just stand on the bank, do a little roll cast or find an opening, small pond fly fishing can be very enjoyable. And a lot of times the bigger fish that don't have to work as hard to swim, small ponds are going to hold some monster fish sometimes.
We have a caller. Joe's on the line. Joe, good morning. You're on Sportsman of Colorado.
Scott, how are you doing today?
Hey, Joe, how are you?
Oh, not too bad. Just getting ready for the Tanner Gun Show concealed carry classes this weekend.
Oh, okay. This is Joe DeDon. Joe is a sponsor of the show and been on before. So, Brian, if you can hold with us just for a minute here. Tell us about your classes and what you've got all going on.
We have classes today. They start at 11 o'clock here on-site at Tanner Gun Show off of 58 to I-25. We offer a three-hour for one for your callers. So we give them a discounted price. And then the six-hour class as well. And both meet your minimum requirements. You know, to go and get your permit, your county sheriff. The six-hour includes a little bit of firing and then some scenario-based training.
Well, that's great. And you're right, as you come through the door of the Tanner Gun Show, you're up there pretty close to the front, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right where you pay to get in, we're just about 10, 15 feet behind there by that first main kind of hallway into where, right across where they take the money. So,
okay. Okay. And this is Joe DeDon with TAC One Consulting. Go by the booth. I'll be out the Tanner Gun Show about 10 o'clock, and I'll be hanging out with Joe there for a little bit and then over at Bushman's Quiver. So if you get a chance, go by and see Joe DeDon. And you've got a couple of specials that you're still doing for our listeners, right?
Yeah, you bet. We're giving you $15 off our one-hour class, so that goes down to $100, and then $20 off of our six-hour class, so it goes down to about $155. So if they mention they heard you on the show today or mention your show, we'll get them in there at a discounted price.
Okay, great. Well, Joe, thanks for calling. Hope you have a good show. Again, Joe DeDon with TAC One Consulting. So stop by their booth out the Tanner Gun Show today. So thanks for calling in.
You bet.
All right, have a good one. Okay, Brian, thank you so much for holding with us there.
No problem.
You know, I see a lot of these guys casting at shows, and it just looks so fluid how they just flow that line out there. What message can you pass along to people, again, just getting started and just learning how to do that? Are there videos you can get or books you can read? I mean, how do you just get started even learning how to do all the handwork?
Sure. I would simply tell you nobody is perfect. I go to those shows and watch, you know, people like Bob Jacklin from West Yellowstone, watch him with no effort, you know, cast that whole pond, go over the, you know, over the barrier into the crowd kind of thing. And there's just barely ever will you need to cast a rod that far. To learn how to do, you know, better casting, there's definitely videos out there. There's books. It sounds kind of funny, but you might remember the movie River Runs Through It.
Right.
There was that time there where the dad's teaching him, and he has the pendulum out there telling him 10 and 2, and it's going, you know, click, click, click. All you got to do is keep that little clicking noise in your head. A lot of people you watch out on the river, they'll cast, they'll bring it back and go forward instantly, and that's what causes tangles. But if you go pick it out of the water and you go back and you hesitate back there a second and then you throw forward, just keeping that hesitation in mind will keep you untangled and fishing longer than you are rigging.
Yeah. Brian, you talked to us earlier about how your dad got you involved in fly fishing. Give us some pointers, if you will, about how to get kids, how to get your own kids to love the things that you love about fishing.
I would say just simplify it, make it easy. Everything I've talked about, all the gear and everything, sounds pretty extravagant, but fly fishing is very easy. If you keep control on your line and just, you know, don't try and do those huge casts, just do a little dab, a little flip, just like you were fishing a small creek with a, you know, 7-foot spinning rod. I take my my 7-year-old Barrett, I take him out with me quite often, and I would say just be patient. You're talking about an hour to 2 hours where they're going to really be dialed in. After that, if you're not catching anything, or they just grow tired of it and would rather go home and, you know, play with some Legos or something. But you make it as simple as possible and as fun as possible, they're going to have a great time, a great experience, and they're going to pick up the hobby.
Well, great. And Brian, you've got some a move you're making.
Yes, I've been in Colorado about 5 years working with Frank Martin at High Country Angler. Just recently, I accepted a position to work with Orvis. I'm going to be running their Reno location. So I'm definitely pretty excited about that, joining one of the top fly fishing countries in the world. And I thought I might take a sec just to say, you know, thanks to a lot of great people I've met here in Colorado.
Well, great. Well, Brian, thanks for coming on, and even after your move, I'd love to get you on from time to time just to get our skills up on fly fishing. So we appreciate your expertise and your time this morning.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Red. I would gladly help you guys out anytime.
Well, I appreciate it. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill, and we will be right back.
He's a four-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. And the woods.
This is the Loose Cannons. Pat O'Brien, Steve Hartman.
Good, put Hartman on this bozo.
The ambassador for all of baseball, Tommy Lasorda.
Can you tell us for sure that Mike Piazza never used performance-enhancing drugs?
To my knowledge, no. But I feel that he hasn't. I think he's an outstanding young man. I don't think he would do something wrong. So, that's my feeling.
It's the Loose Cannons.
Weekdays 1 until 5 on Denver Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pitcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck. A complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection. All for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife was created in 2011 by the merger of Colorado State Parks and the Colorado Division of Wildlife. Colorado Parks and Wildlife are the leaders in conservation, outdoor recreation, and wildlife management. Parks and Wildlife employees and their partners work together to provide ongoing and outstanding customer service through recreational programs, amenities, and services. For more information, visit the website at wildlife.state.co.us. That's wildlife.state.co.us.
Are you wasting most of your hunting time driving to a place to hunt? Just 20 miles east of Denver is Colorado's premier sporting club. This is Scott Watley to tell you more about my favorite place to hunt, Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Whether you are brushing up on your shooting skills on a professionally designed sporting clay course, or you're ready to hunt some game birds, Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has activities for the whole family. Archery range, game birds, dove hunting, and dog training await you at Kiowa Creek. Take time to relax after your hunt in their beautiful and spacious clubhouse. Call 303-644-4627 for your Sportsman of Colorado new member special. With your one-year membership purchase, receive 150 sporting clays absolutely free when you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627 or visit their website at KiowaCreek.com. So go visit Kiowa Creek Sporting Club, just 20 miles east of Denver. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Full Rut Archery and Hunt Club offers LaPorte Archery Bow Trap Shooting, state-of-the-art techno hunt, and an indoor and outdoor 3D range. They also have an indoor target range up to 30 yards and a full-service on-site bow shop. Full Rut Archery also offers antelope and deer hunting on 15,000 acres in Elbert County. Drop by and check it out, and have lunch at the Broadhead Cafe. Lessons are also available, and $20 will buy you your annual membership. Call 303-840-9271 or visit their website at fullrutarchery.com.
Running a small business today certainly has its tax challenges. Hi, this is Scott Watley to tell you about Sherry Christian with the SC Tax Group. Having the right CPA that you can trust can literally mean the difference between success and failure. A certified public accountant is a valuable tool for any upcoming and ongoing business, large or small. Put your mind at ease with SC Tax Group. Accurate, efficient, professional tax preparation. SC Tax Group. Call 303-753-8200. That's 303-753-8200. Safety is crucial in our lives today. Purchasing a gun safe is the most responsible decision a gun owner will ever make. Protect your valuables and firearms from fire or break-ins. Get the best warranty in the industry. High Plains Safe Sales offers a variety of safes, from long gun to smaller personal safes. Call High Plains Safe Sales at 970-532-3785. That's 970-532-3785. Or visit their website at highplainsafe.com. Nothing protects like a cannon. High Plains Safe Sales is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
In the morning, not a soul in sight.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner Red Merrill, and want to thank Brian LaRue with High Country Angler. Got to get out and try some fly fishing, Red. All right.
I have tried it before.
Have you?
I have a fly rod. Caught a few bass on some ponds in Missouri, and it was a tremendous amount of fun. I just didn't learn enough to continue on with it.
Right. All right, we'll have to get out and try that. Maybe Brian will take us out. Full Rut Archery and Hunt Club is one of our sponsors, and I was out there last week and had a visit with Brian Pingle, the manager out there. Full Rut Archery is located at 3900 County Road 174 in Parker. Their number is 303-840-9271, and we're going to play a little of that conversation from last week. Hey, Brian, thanks so much for letting us come out and visit with you this morning.
Thanks, Scott, and I appreciate it.
Full Rut Archery and Hunt Club is located at 3900 East County Road 174 in Parker. Their phone number is 303-840-9271. That's 303-840-9271. You can also visit their website at fullrutarchery.com. So, Brian, tell us just a little bit about the club and what all you have to offer out here.
Okay, we're a 20,000 square foot facility with indoor and outdoor shooting. We have 3D techno hunt, an 80 yard sight in range, and a LaPorte aerial target thrower, as well as the Broadhead Cafe with excellent food.
It is excellent food. I've actually enjoyed that a couple of times. And I tell you, I've been to several bow shops around the metro area and target range, and I have never seen anything like out here at Full Rut Archery. So I hope you'll come out and visit with them. And if you do, be sure and ask for Brian and tell him you heard him on Sportsman of Colorado. Now tell us about your membership and what all is involved in that, and then what the benefits of membership are.
Okay, we are a membership. It's $20 per person, or $40 for your family, and that includes your wife, kids under 18 years old. With that membership, you are automatically in the drawings that we have every May. We have a big pig roast for all of our members. And just to give you an example, last year we gave away two antelope hunts, a mountain lion hunt, and about $5,000 in archery equipment.
Well, I mean, I could not believe when you told me $20. I thought that would be a month, and when you said that was a year, I just couldn't believe that.
Yeah, that's actually a year from the date you purchase it, so you get a full year.
Wow, that's an amazing value for us. Now, let's say, I want to kind of start this from a beginner. Let's say, you know, someone wants to come in and, boy, they've never done archery before, and they have no idea. They've never even pulled back a bow, okay? So tell me what steps you would take with someone like that, that maybe is just getting into archery, and again, they have no knowledge of it. What steps would you kind of take with them?
Well, if they've never shot before, like you said, I would offer to let them shoot and see if they enjoy it, first of all. If they want to take it a step further, then we need to find out what their budget is. And then, you know, once we can figure that out, then we measure them out, set up some of the bows we have. We carry Matthews, PSE, Hoyt, Elite, Mission, and we set up the bows, and ultimately it's going to be your decision, whatever bow feels best in your hand. We can guide you, but it's going to be your decision in the end,
you know. Because you really got to find a bow that fits you.
Correct. Yeah, if the bow doesn't fit you properly, you won't be consistent, and you won't have the fun that you should have, you know.
Now, you mentioned measuring up a bow. Tell me a little bit what's involved for measuring up someone for a bow and getting their draw length.
We just, you need to measure for the draw length. That's the important thing. And then we need to see what kind of weight they can pull. You know, I don't want to throw somebody in a bow that's 70 pounds when they can't even pull 50 back. Especially in Colorado, you have to pull at least 35 pounds to be able to hunt. That's in the laws of the Division of Wildlife.
Now, you mentioned the bows that you carry. So you guys carry some very nice equipment, which, I mean, that's what you want when you're out hunting and everything. Now, besides all the compound bows, you do carry just some normal bows as well, right?
Yeah, we carry recurves, long bows. That's real popular with the kids. That recurve is by far the best to learn on as a kid. They also have a bow out called the Genesis, and that's one of our top rentals for people that are just getting started out because it fits everybody.
So if someone wants to come in, I mean, they can rent several types of bows just to try and see what fits them.
Yes, we have rentals. We rent out recurves and the Genesis bow.
And how long would it take someone, do you think, to kind of figure out? I mean, do most people turn around once they shoot something and go, oh, this is it?
Well, usually once they shoot, it's all over with. It's something that has to do with that projectile, you know, especially young kids and boys and girls alike, especially with all these Hunger Games, and right, it's been unreal this year.
Now, let's talk about what other equipment you need. So you get a bow. What else do you need?
Well, if you're going to go into a compound, you're going to need a sight, an arrow rest, stabilizer, peep sight, release, arrows. I mean, it's endless, the gadgets they have, but typically just your sight, your arrow rest, you know, that'll get you going.
And then a case for it, I guess.
Oh, yeah, you want to protect that investment because some of these bows are pretty pricey.
So what kind of programs do you have to offer? I mean, let's talk about even let's just take kids for right now, for our youth hunters. What kind of programs do you have to offer for the kids?
We have a JOAD program, which is Junior Olympic Archery Development, and we currently run that every Saturday at 10:30 in the morning. We supply the equipment, the range fee, and the instructors for $10. It's a great class because it teaches the kids everything from safety and the correct form to learn how to shoot in the sport.
Well, I tell you what we'll do. I'll work it out with our good buddy that owns this place. And I tell you what, if you want to call Full Rut Archery at 303-840-9271 and take advantage of this Saturday program that they have for the youth, you call that number, tell them you heard about them on Sportsman of Colorado, and I tell you what, for the first five people that call, we will cover that cost for you. So 303-840-9271, call them and tell them you want to bring your young one out, and we will take care of that for you for the first five callers today. Now, I assume you have leagues too, so tell us a little about your leagues you have.
Right now, we have a Bow Hunter League, which is on Tuesday nights. We shoot everything from the 3D animal targets to the techno hunt to a 2D animal paper target. It's a handicapped league, so everybody has a chance, not just the pro. Everybody has a chance. And not only is it a fun night, but it also teaches you the patience you need on actual hunting situations, you know, on how to pick the right angle for your animal. The Techno Hunt's very good at that. On Wednesday nights, we have the Vegas League, and that's a 20-yard target league, and that's handicapped as well. They run 10 weeks with a cash payout, and both leagues are cash payouts. It's just an excellent way to keep your shooting skills up and have a good time.
And we were talking a little bit before the show of mistakes, you know, we can all make by not checking our equipment out before we go on a hunt. I mean, maybe it was right on last year and everything worked great, so we throw it in the case, whether that be a rifle or a bow. And, you know, you need to get it checked out before you go back out. So tell us some of the things that you guys do. If somebody brings in their equipment, what are some of the things that you would go over their equipment with them?
Well, first of all, you owe it to the animal to make sure that your equipment is current and that you are your skills are up to date. You know, don't just throw your equipment in the closet after you're done hunting and expect to pick it up a year later and go out and shoot an animal. We offer tunings on your bow. We go through the entire bow, string maintenance. You definitely want to keep track on all of that stuff. Ultimately, it's the ethical thing to do as far as hunting, to make sure that your tools are properly maintained.
Again, we're visiting with Brian Pingle. He's the general manager at Full Rut Archery and Hunt Club. They're located at 3900 East County Road, 174 in Parker. Their number is 303-840-9271. That's 303-840-9271. Their website is fullrutarchery.com. And Brian has offered us a great another great special, and that is if you want to bring your equipment in, they will do a look over for you, okay, and just kind of check your equipment out and see where you're at with things, and then might try to upgrade you a little bit if they need that. But bring in your bow and let them take a look at it. And again, boy, the last thing you want to happen is be out there in the field and something go wrong with the equipment. So get it checked out. Brian, what are some tips that you would give, you know, bow hunters? I mean, maybe guys that, again, are, and ladies just going out for the first time. What are some tips that you would give some bow hunters?
Patience. That's the biggest thing. The only way you're going to learn how to bow hunt is to do it. I learn something every year I go out. I don't care. The most seasoned hunter learns something each year. All I can say is practice. You owe it to the animal, again, to do the best you can do for that animal. It's not all about going out and shooting an animal. It's the experience, first of all. But patience and listen to what other people say, because I pick up something every year.
And wind is really important, you know, and that is with any of the hunting. But, boy, you want to keep that wind in your favor and all that, too. So, Brian, this has been great. And, again, we've been speaking with Brian Pingle. He's the general manager at Full Rut Archery and Hunt Club. I hope you'll give him a call, 303-840-9271. And, again, the address is 3900 East County Road, 174 in Parker. The website is fullrutarchery.com. So for the first five callers, you want to bring your young one out on a Saturday, give them a call. Tell them you heard about them on Sportsman of Colorado. And also, if you want to bring in your equipment, they will sure look that over for you. So, Brian, thanks for being with us, and we'll look forward to having you guys back on again soon.
Thank you. We look forward to meeting anybody that comes in.
All right. Thanks so much. And we'll be back with more of Sportsman of Colorado right after these messages.
Found myself right in the middle of a barroom brawl in Kansas City. It's plain to see that life for me out on the road ain't pretty, but I'm driving back to Denver.
Radio 1600 The Zone welcomes the Eric Casilla Show.
Tim Brown ready to go farther than he has in any other interview. Is your best guess that Bill Callahan was incompetent or Bill Callahan was trying not to win the game?
You know, look, I can't say the man was incompetent because he was far from that. So you only leave me with one other choice. So I'm going to have to take the latter of those two choices.
Weekdays at 5 on Denver Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone.
What's the most common problem for golfers? It's the slice. If you want to get rid of your slice, you need No Slice. No Slice was tested by Golf Laboratories, a facility that conducts robotic testing for the golf industry, and the results were amazing. No Slice will eliminate your slice and increase your distance, guaranteed, or your money back. Simply apply No Slice to your golf club. club for longer, straighter shots and no more lost golf balls. Enjoy golf again. For more information or to purchase No Slice, go to noslicegolf.com. That's noslicegolf.com.
At Iron Forge Trailers in Sedalia, you will find a full lineup of trailers. From ATV trailers to cargo trailers to dump trailers, Iron Forge is the place to go for all your trailer needs. Iron Forge is also an excellent resource if you need to rent a trailer. Full service trailer repair shop and welding services are also available. Located at 7144 Reynolds Drive in Sedalia, call 720-312-7095. That's 720-312-7095. Or visit their website at ironforgetrailers.com. Iron Forge Trailers is an official sponsor of Sportsmen of Colorado.
Now is the time to get your concealed carry permit. This is Joe Dedon with TAC One Consulting, the official CCW training provider for the Tanner Gun Shows. All of our instructors are law enforcement with firsthand knowledge on surviving violent encounters. Call now, 720-432-3229. That's 720-432-3229. Mention Sportsmen of Colorado and receive $15 off either our 3-hour or 6-hour classes. Call TAC One Consulting now for details, 720-432-3229, or visit our website, TAC1Consulting.com. That's T-A-C-O-N-E Consulting.com.
For 36 years, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet has been family-owned and operated. The Chevy Silverado, longest-lasting, best gas mileage, best resale of any truck you can buy. Buy any new or used vehicle and receive a $200 gas card. Lynn Lyle has a full-service department body shop with super competitive prices. Call 303-344-3100. That's 303-344-3100. Or visit their website at LynnLyle.com. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. Give us a call, 303-331-7116. That's 303-331-7116. Also check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. We're also on Facebook, and we'd appreciate if you'd like us on Facebook. Certainly want to thank Brian Pingle with Full Rudd Archery again. That special. First five callers, 303-840-9271 to call, and you want to take your young person out there. We're going to take care of the first five callers on that for the cost for you. So we certainly encourage you to give them a call, and it is an excellent place out there for archery. So give them a call, 303-840-9271. You know, the Sportsman's Expo was here last week, the International Sportsman's Expo, and met a lot of new people out there and just ran across some great local companies that, you know, I was not aware of before that. And one of them was Colder Weather Outfitters. They're located in Firestone, and a gentleman named Austin Brown. So, Austin, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Scott. It's a real honor to be on your show today, and thanks for having me.
Sure. You know, I met Austin, and, boy, he just had a great presentation there at his booth. And, you know, and it's a hard thing. You go through a show like that, and there's 500 booths out there and tables, and you know, how do you pick the right one? And sometimes just visiting with them, you can really pick up on you know, just some good things about them. And you think, hey, I'd really enjoy hunting with these guys. And that's the way I felt with Austin and a couple of guys at his table. And I went out to his property Thursday, I believe it was, and looked around. And, boy, they've just got an awesome property out there and a place. They've got a membership deal also available. Where you can actually go out and stay out there on the property. And so it was just a really neat setup and just very close to Denver, like I say, just right out here in Firestone. So tell us just a little bit, first of all, Austin, just about Colder Weather Outfitters.
Yeah, definitely. So Colder Weather Outfitters, like you said, Scott, we're located up in Firestone. That's kind of our main area. However, we also have a couple other properties all along the Front Range and everything like that. And so a couple different properties, and like you said, we have a membership style, so we have a membership for both fishing and for hunting, and then we also do guided hunting and fishing trips, all waterfowl, and then big bass fishermen.
Austin, this is Red. When you go out hunting for ducks, and in your experience, what's been the favorite duck that you enjoy hunting, and what's the most common duck that you're going to be hunting up around Firestone?
You know, my favorite duck has to be the wood duck. I absolutely love wood ducks. They're beautiful. They They fly very elegantly, and I mean, they're just a great duck. And they're a tricky duck to try to get in and everything like that. Up here in Firestone, though, you know, we get a lot of the buffleheads, which are another just great, beautiful duck. But we get a lot of divers and a lot of those ducks that a lot of the Colorado flyways don't see so much as you would, like, if you went out towards, like, Brush and Schneider and all that. I know out there they see a lot of the, you know, common, like, spoonbills and everything like that. But so we see a lot of divers, buffleheads, canvasbacks, and then, like, redheads. And so we get a lot of those group divers, and those are great and exciting to hunt.
All right. And, you know, Scott and I enjoy going out and hunting, and we're always competing against each other to see who can be the best shot, make the best shot. How important is being a good shot to waterfowl hunting?
Being a good shot with waterfowl hunting is 100%. I mean, it's a very, very important skill to have. With ducks, I mean, ducks, you know, they, you don't want to shoot them on the water. So, I mean, when they are flying, I mean, it's definitely a tricky thing to try to lead them and make sure that you're getting, you know, I mean, that you're lining up your shots perfectly. And a lot of people don't realize how fast ducks move until they come out for the first time and everything like that, and how they'll actually throw some kind of acrobatics into there where they'll kind of twist and turn and do some stuff. So they're quite exciting, but definitely being a good shot is very important with waterfowl hunting.
We're talking with Austin Brown with Colder Weather Outfitters. His number directly, 303-956-4741. That's 303-956-4741. You can also visit their website at colder-weather.com. That's colder-weather.com. Now, we've only got, what, a few more days left, right, for duck and geese?
Duck ends tomorrow, Scott.
Okay. All right.
And then goose, however, goes till February 10th.
Goose till February 10th. All right, Red and I will get with you before February 10th.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully my wife's not listening. But anyway, yeah, we'll come out and we'll see if we can find a few hours to shoot some geese with you.
That sounds great.
Now, you know, how can, you know, we talk about being a good shot and practicing and all. What are some of the things that people can do to improve their shooting?
You know, one of the most important things to do with improving your shooting is just to get out into the field and go waterfowl hunting, and to not be afraid to take those shots and everything like that. So, you know, and to just really kind of practice that way. Another great way is to, you know, go out and shoot trap or skeet or clay pigeons. That's just a great way to do it because it kind of, I mean, it's not the exact same, but it helps you definitely with that. Another thing, too, is to try to focus on the bird instead of, I know a lot of people that will try to focus on the bead at the end of the barrel and everything. And so trying to do that, you know, you kind of stop your swing. So the best thing to do is kind of just to naturally, you know, I mean, inside your home with an unloaded gun is to, you know, just practice that swing and kind of that natural flow and everything like that. So kind of imagine a duck. So that's a great way to improve it. And definitely the going out and doing some clay shooting.
Austin, I have a black lab, a 4-month-old pup, and I've had several black labs in the past, and I know that just for me personally that having a good dog improves the enjoyment of the hunt and just seeing your dog work. So tell me, how important is having a dog for waterfowl hunting?
Having a waterfowl dog is very important. It's a huge thing. I mean, it's especially when it starts getting into this time of the year, if you have an open pond, you're always going to have a little bit of ice around, like where you have that open hole and everything. And so, you know, having a dog that can go out onto the ice that doesn't weigh as much as a person does is, you know, is very important, because then they can go retrieve ducks that you can't. The other thing, too, is, you know, they can get those birds if they go into a river or something like that. Or, I mean, but having a dog's very important. The other thing, though, too, is that you want to make sure that your dog's very well trained, because having a waterfowl dog that runs out, you know, while you have ducks coming in or does something, you know, and isn't obeying commands, can make or break a hunt as well. But it's definitely very important to have a dog when you go out on a waterfowl hunt.
Yeah, I know this is a subjective question because everybody likes different kind of dogs, but what's your favorite waterfowl dog?
My favorite waterfowl dog would have to be a lab. I have a chocolate lab and a female lab, and or sorry, a yellow lab, and they, you know, honestly, I just think that they're great dogs. I mean, they're just so friendly and energetic and just great to, I mean, have for other things too, but I love labs as a waterfowl dog.
Yeah, like I said, I've had several labs in the past, and I know one of the greatest enjoyments I've had was when you shoot a duck or a goose and you see them thump the ground and you line up your dog and send him, and I'm telling you, it's just it's sheer joy to see that dog race out there, grab that bird, and bring it back.
Definitely. I mean, my favorite thing is whenever I throw camo on, my dog thinks we're going hunting, and the excitement that he gets when he thinks that we're going hunting. I mean, it's like, hey, I'm just throwing a jacket on to go outside, and he's ready to go, and I'm like, eh, not yet.
Hey, Austin, let's talk just a little bit. Again, Austin's number directly is 303-956-4741 if you want to give him a call and see if you can get in a hunt here before the end of the season. Again, 303-956-4741. Let's talk about calling just a little bit. You know, boy, I tell you, it's great when you're with a person like yourself, and, boy, you just see them making all these great calls for duck and geese, and then, you know, I'll go buy a call, and it doesn't quite sound like something that you would do. What are some tips for calling? I mean, is there a thing of calling too much? And then my second question to that is, you know, if you're not an experienced caller, are you better off not calling at all, or what's the difference, or is there a difference between duck and geese on that?
So, I mean, calling is something that's definitely very important. Now, ducks sometimes will come in without having anybody call them. I mean, I know several people who don't like to call because they don't believe that that it does that much. But calling definitely is very important. For geese, it's very important to do calling. The other thing, though, too, is that with goose, you really want to be careful with them because if you're not quite there yet where you sound... I mean, now you don't have to be the best caller in the world, but if you don't sound too realistic, you want to try to practice more and get better until you start using a goose call. Just because, you know, geese just have so many ears and so many eyes a lot of the time when they're flying and everything like that, that it's hard to get them to decoy, and sometimes just the slightest thing will throw them off like a bad call. With ducks, though, I mean, ducks will definitely come in without the calls, but, I mean, it definitely helps you to get them to come in. And the other great thing, too, is, you know, just being able to, like, if you have a group that, you know, you see up and they're a little bit iffy about wanting to come in, you just give them a couple quacks and stuff like that, you know, and you can start working them. I mean, calling definitely is very important. With the calling, though, I mean, one of the most important things is, You want to spend the money on a good, nice, expensive call. The nicer call that you have, the better it's going to sound.
All right. Hey, Austin, we ran against time. I'm going to get you back on next week, though, and we're going to go through a lot more things. We want to thank you for listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley from our partner, Red Merrill. Hope you have a great weekend. Check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com, and come out to the Tanner Gun Show and see us.